Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking us out today. Come on in. Yes. Share the link on Twitter. Share it on your Facebook. Do all of that good stuff. Big shout out to all of those that are listening in from Instagram, those that are hanging out from charvette.com, those that are hanging out from my mobile app. We love you guys. Thank you so much for checking us out every single week. You know what? This talk show has a mission to motivate, excite, and influence. And we do that by bringing you dynamic guests. We just love exposing our listeners to people from all around the world. But guess what? Today is really cool because I get to interview someone who's in the same city that I am in. So I am super excited. Listen, she's hanging out in the virtual green room now, enjoying some virtual snacks. But let me tell you about our first guest. Mary Rodwell is joining us. Listen, she's known as Motivational Mary all across the internet, all across social media. And she was born right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. She's a published author. She's a blogger. She's a writer. She's an anti-bully representative, and she's a dynamic motivational speaker. Can't leave out, she's a single mom of two, and I actually want to throw in event planner because, listen, she's always doing outreach events, and so she is here today. Listen, you've seen her on WRIC Channel 8 News more than once. She's been featured in some radio shows, and she, oh my goodness, was one of the top six contestants for the 2016 NAACP Image Hometown Champion Award for Richmond, Virginia. Our latest project that we're going to get to hear a little sneak peek about, The Girl Who Lived Behind the Fence. New book that's coming out. We're going to get the inside scoop. And then her annual, the second annual Love Thy Neighbor Outreach, she's going to tell us all about that. So that is our first guest. Motivational Mary, Mary Rodwell, is going to be joining us in just a second to the mic. But then, listen, we don't want you to move because our second segment, I'm really delighted to have another dynamic young lady joining us, C. Renee McLean, and she is an author. She is a certified life coach. She's a career strategist. She's a mentor, a minister, and a motivator. She has 20-plus years as a human resources professional. So listen, she's got some credentials under her belt, but she's here today to tell us about her new book. And her new book is The Seductress Diva, The Seductress Diva, A Life of Betrayal. Now, for all my saints that might be like, wait a minute, what kind of show is this? What kind of party is this? Hang on, because The Seductress Diva is an amazing fictional story of a woman who really possibly could be any woman in our family, in our church, in our circle, our friends, our coworkers. But this story is captivating. You don't want to put the book down. She's interwoven references, scripture references throughout it that you almost even, they sneak up on you. So you're going to get to hear all about this. You know what? Book titles help sell books. So I think that's smart to have an intriguing book title. All right, so let's jump right on in. I'm bringing Mary, Motivational Mary, up to the mic right now, and I'm excited to have her on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, our first featured guest. Hello, Mary. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Listen, I'm glad to have you right here. We represent RVA, hashtag RVA.
Indeed. Yes, we are.
Oh, wow. So I've given a great amount of background about you to our listeners. But I want to start off talking about certainly motivation because, you know what, tell us first of all how you even got coined with Motivational Mary. How did that come about?
You know, it's actually funny that you asked me that. One of my friends, you know, I used to give, like, advice, and one of my friends, he called me Motivational Mary. so it just stuck with me. And what I learned, everything that God has gifted me to do falls within lines of motivation. So I said, I'm going to stick with that name, Motivational Mary.
Well, we love it, and we're going to stick with it right along with you. So, you know, it's a fresh new year, fresh new month, and people are, you know, have made resolutions and all that kind of stuff. I'd love for you to share any tips that you have around, you know, maintaining your motivation, you know, keeping things, you know, keeping your energy level up. Tell us a little bit about it. And I think you wrote a blog recently about this.
Yes, I would love to share. So I recently wrote a blog, and it talks about Monday, you know, and how Monday we prepare ourselves for the upcoming work week. Now, some of us, we began to sing the Monday blues, as you know.
Oh, my
goodness.
While
the remaining of us, we have to shift.
Uh-huh.
So I know from experience just how time can seem to drag along. So I came up with 5 easy ways to keep your energy levels up high, but also stay motivated.
Wonderful. Let's hear them.
So when you work in the corporate workplace, you have certain demands in order to survive and make it through another day. So number one, in order to stay motivated and keep your levels up high, you want to fill up on affirmations and prayers every day. As soon as your foot hits the ground, you want to fill up on affirmations and prayers. And I think that it's very important that we speak. Most of us, we don't use our voice, first of all, to bring forth peace and what we want to see happen throughout the day. Just like God spoke and said, let there be light, we have the same power to create what we want to see.
That's good. Can you give an example of an affirmation maybe that someone would use to kind of start their day out?
Today is going to be a good day. All things are working together for my good.
All right. There you go, listeners.
And number two, you want to dump before you go to work and dump before you leave work. Let's just say something may have occurred while you was at home, maybe with your spouse or maybe with your friends or family members. You want to release that before you enter the workplace. And you do the same when you leave the workplace. That way, you're leaving room for God to speak to you.
That's good. And then you're not carrying, like, stuff from home to work and then stuff from work to home. It's like, you know, think whatever happened in that space, kind of leave it there. I like that word dump. You know, just drop it and leave
exactly.
it there. I like that.
Yes, you do have to do that each and every day. Third, you have to keep an open mind. Some of us, we limit ourselves. You know, and our future is awaiting us, but we can also restrict that and how far we can go because we don't keep an open mind when, you know, let's just say a meeting or something is called. We may have a closed mind about that meeting, but if you keep an open mind, you never know what will work out together for your good.
That's true because we can, especially in the workplace, if you see a meeting, first of all, if you don't even think the topic warrants a meeting, so you already got an attitude. You're like, why are we meeting about this? We do more meeting than we do work. And so then you're right. You're already turned off and not open.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Fourth, you're going to meditate. A peace of mind goes a long way. You need to get in touch with your spirit man, your inner man. Because if you get in contact with your inner man, it'll help your outer man. Because sometimes we wear our emotions on the outside, and we try to hide that, but it's not so easily hidden.
Good point.
And fifth, what I learned, we have to reflect and remind ourselves on God's faithfulness. Wherever God has brought you from and what he's currently doing in your life, that will help you stay motivated to let you know, in spite of what you may be going through, you know, if he brought me through this, he can definitely get me through whatever I may be facing.
Absolutely. And you know, if we look back over our lives, Mary, God has a good track record. You know, he has a good credit score with us. We really look back, and so then we can look at our current situation and say, okay, well, I'm going to come out of this all right. I'm going to come out of this all right, yeah.
You know, I have to definitely agree with you. You definitely have to remind yourself each and every day of how faithful he has been in your life.
Wow. So you, that's a recent blog that you wrote. How can listeners go, you know, look back at maybe other blog posts that you've written and all of that?
They can simply log on to motivationalmary.com, and there's a tab that says blog, and you can definitely look through all of my blogs from 2014.
All right. So not only are you a blogger, you've actually published books. And what was your first published book?
The first published book was titled Motivation, Serenity, Gratitude, and it's 365 Ways You Can Break Every Chain to Become Better.
Wow. And so should someone, like, take that book and read one, you know, one tip every single day?
Yes. It's like a daily devotion. The unique part about this book is, yes, it's a daily devotion, but you know how if you buy a regular daily devotion, you have to worry about the date and time. You're trying to cram it in January 1st through December 31st. You don't have to worry about that with this book. I believe if you know, if you purchase the book, it'll fit directly into your life when you get it.
All right. There you go. So though, and they can pick that up from your website also and from Amazon?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right, there you have it. Okay, so I really want to talk about how you got into the anti-bullying, which is really, really, you know, something we've seen the effects and the impacts of that from extreme cases to, you know, suicide and things of that nature and just, or kids being just very withdrawn and changes in their, you know, behavior. How did you get into the, you know, being an advocate, really an activist around the anti-bully, you know, measures?
You know, it's amazing that you asked me the question because actually my intent was not to get involved with anti-bullying. That wasn't even on my radar. My son, principal at his old school, he actually kind of recruited me for anti-bullying when he heard about my first book. So it was amazing because, you know, I had to really deep down and think about what does this have in correlation with my book. And the Lord had to remind me, you used to be a victim of bullying. So I kind of got recruited, but I also learned that I used to be a victim of bullying.
And so do you think bullying has transformed or worsened over the years?
I would honestly say bullying has actually gotten worsened, you know, with the upgrade in technology. Every person has a cell phone now. We have social media. So it has really gotten worse.
And it's not only in-person bullying, but just like you mentioned, it's like online bullies. Like, people can be really mean online. And this kind of goes, I know you focus with children, you know, middle school, high school, all that, but there are adults, you know, if you get on Twitter and, you know, these TV shows and or just average people, like, people really feel like they can just say whatever, do whatever, and really that bullying is kind of interwoven in a lot of different areas.
And, you know, I do have to agree with you on that. I think one of the main problems we have, especially, is cyberbullying, because I think some people may feel to be cool is to bully others, but actually being cool is actually helping someone. It's not to bully someone. You know, I realize that all of us, we have uniqueness. Allow that to bring you closer to help someone, not to hurt them.
Wow. And really, if you're a bully, that probably means you have some insecurities somewhere. There's some deficiency, some character deficiency, some deficiencies in your life somewhere where you feel like you have to push off this power on someone else. So if there's maybe a parent listening and they have a child, a student that they think may be experiencing bullying, what are a few tips or a few suggestions that you would say to that parent?
Well, first and foremost, I want the parent to definitely talk to your child. Whether or not your child may be facing bullying, you don't know what may happen once your child leaves your house. So you want to have an open roundtable discussion with your child about how their day was going. And also pay attention to if their grades are dropping, if they are having loss of appetite. And if a child is facing bullying, what I recommend them to do, if it has not been reported, is to report it to the school. And the school, most schools have a committee, like I'm on a committee for Thompson Middle School. Most of them have a committee for bullying prevention. And their job is to research that and keep track of that to get the parents involved with what's going on with that child.
All right. So there are resources, and people don't have to feel like their hands are tied and like there's nothing, I don't know what to do to help my child.
That is correct. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I had a friend of mine whose child was facing bullying, and the school, I'm not going to say they did not do all that they can, but because I'm an advocate for bullying, I had to take it up a notch. And I called the school board, and the school board director got involved and intervened in that matter. So sometimes you have to be persistent and let them know because you are the only voice your child has. You have to fight for your child.
All right. Fight, fight, fight. Okay, thank you. Are there online resources or websites or anything like that related to the bullying, anti-bullying, and programs anywhere that online that you recommend?
Yes, I recommend stopbullying.gov.
All right, stopbullying.gov. There you have it. Hey there, those that are tuning in and checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we are happy to have you broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are chatting it up here with Motivational Mary, and we thank you for those that are coming in from Twitter. If you're hanging out with us on Twitter, Mary, tell them how they can follow you on Twitter.
My username is @abundance. That's ABUNDANCE 4FULL.
All right. And how can they connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and Periscope?
You can connect with me on Facebook and Instagram under Motivational Mary. That's one word. And also on Periscope, I'm under my Twitter handle, which is @AbundanceFool.
All right, there you go. Are you liking Periscope? How often do you jump on?
Well, I try to jump on maybe once a week. It's kind of like a trial and error. Some days it's good, some days it's not.
Listen, that's life, right?
Yes.
That is life. That's life. Okay, so you have another project that's coming out. Not even out yet. It's pre-orders are available. But your latest project title is The Girl Who Lived Behind the Fence. And it's based on a true story. So tell us a little bit about this. Give us the inside scoop.
Well, for all the listeners, The Girl Who Lived Behind the Fence is Motivational Mary.
Oh.
Yes. So it's based on my true story from a little child to adolescent. And we used to live behind this two-bedroom fenced house, you know, and my father always told me we cannot go outside the fence because we wanted to play with the neighborhood kids. So he said, no, you need to stay within the fence. So, you know, as I grew older, I asked him, well, why can't we go outside? He said, everything you need is on the inside of this fence. I can't protect you from what's on the outside of the fence. So that's why you have to stay inside the fence. So, in short, the fence is your father and your mother's instructions. So today we have God, which he provides us with instructions. And you also have your father and mother instructions. And sometimes we tend to ignore that, become disobedient and not listen to neither one. So it's basically a thin line between living life in a fast lane versus living life in high pursuit, which is seeking God.
All right. When will the book be released?
The book will be released on March the 30th.
Okay. And they can go to Amazon and to your website?
Yes, they can go to Amazon and to my website. But I'm looking forward to having a book premiere party in April.
All right. So we will keep our ears and eyes out for that. And so, as I said earlier, I feel like adding event planner to your amongst your titles, because you are always doing some type of outreach event or something to help the community, or a book release, and you do a really, really, really good job about that. So you have your second annual Love That Neighbor Outreach, which is taking place here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So that's going to be February 13th, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Tell us what the mission of this event is.
The sole purpose of this outreach is to give back to individuals, and it's to give back to domestic violence victims, survivors, and to singles. And the goal is to uplift them and motivate them to become better than the issues they face in life, one step at a time. Because I realize that there's too many people that's suffering from low self-esteem, mental illness, depression, abuse, and loneliness. And God given me this vision to showcase His love around Valentine's Day, because it's not about Cupid. It's about us loving that neighbor as ourselves. And if we can love each other, we're bringing forth unity in this world, and it's going to be a better place.
And you know what? Sometimes, like the Valentine's, you know, we can, and this year with Valentine's, you know, day falling on a Sunday, it's a weekend. It is, for some people, a struggle if they're not, you know, if they don't have a boo, if they're not booed up, you know, some people feel a real struggle, or if they were in a past relationship, it brings back, you know, maybe thoughts that aren't as good as it was one would like. So I think it's great that you were very specific and intentional to have this during, you know, Valentine's weekend, as you did last year, and to really help people. So you are partnering with Gilpin Court Resource Center as well, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wonderful. And so you've got some special guests that you have coming to the event. And so you have our Christian recording artist, Elder Buck. Tell us about him.
Elder Buck, he is definitely a talented young man. And he's actually on YouTube, and he's going to be actually singing 'Cause I'm Grown, which is his latest single, which is awesome. And you know how the young kids, they get so caught up with these dance and Nene the Kwan, but this is basically for the grown folks to let them know, okay, 'cause I'm grown. So he has, you know, little the insider dance as far as Pee Wee Herman, the Cabbage Patch. So it's definitely going to be awesome.
Oh wow! And then on a more serious note, you have Sonia Holt, who's joining, and she's CEO of Second Chance at Renewing Self, and the acronym is SCARS. And she's a domestic violence survivor and advocate. And what is so incredibly powerful about her life story is that the domestic relationship that she got out of, the gentleman went into another relationship, and it ended up being a murder-suicide situation here in the city. So we are glad that she is here to tell certainly a real-life story. And I don't want to use the word story. I'm lacking what other word, because it's her real-life experience, let me say that. And so tell us a little bit you know, more about Sonia and just what we can expect to hear from her.
Well, Sonia, her focus is definitely trying to prevent domestic violence at all costs. But, you know, I have watched her actually perform, and she talks about her experience as far as a domestic violence survivor. And she also gives great red flags on what you need to look for in a relationship, because sometimes we can feel that we're in a healthy relationship, but the red flags are there, but we tend to ignore them.
Wow. Don't ignore the red flags. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Quote, unquote, Maya Angelou. You know, believe them the first time. Wow. Okay, so great. So, again, we're talking about the second annual Love Thy Neighbor Outreach. It's going to be taking place here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on Saturday, February 13th, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. What's the location of the event, Mary?
The location is the Calhoun Center, which is in the heart of Jackson Ward.
Historic Jackson Ward. And you're going to have food and door prizes. Tell us about the door prizes. You know, we are always interested in that.
Well, I have a ton of vendors. I will have something for the ladies, and I will also have something for the men. I have Damsel Defense. They will be donating items. And I have another lady, which will be donating cufflinks and stuff for the men.
Okay, so something for everyone. And the first 50 adults, the first 50 adults will all get free swag bags.
That is correct, yes. They will have some goodies, some special goodies from all of the vendors that participated in the swag bag.
Okay. And I certainly don't want to leave out that you're also going to have Joy Unspeakable, who is a CEO of Right Side Rain, RSR. Tell us about her.
Well, Joy Unspeakable, she's very multi-talented. So she's actually the photographer. She was my photographer last year. So she's a poet. So she will be speaking more about the theme we're going for is Express Yourself. So she's going to be sharing a few of her pieces, and also she's an author.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So, listeners, there you have it, your personal invitation for the second annual Love Thy Neighbor Outreach, which is taking place here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, put on by Motivational Mary in partnership with Gilpin Court Resource Center. Wow. So how do you have time to do anything else? How do you keep your life balanced and all of that?
Well, it's all about God has given me the ability, and I love what I do because I can incorporate my kids in whatever I do, you know, and I can let them know about God and let them know about helping one another. So it's all about balancing yourself. You know, sometimes when we wake up in the morning, we hit the alarm clock and we don't want to get up, but when God wakes me up, that's when I move because he neither sleep nor slumber, so why should I?
All right. There you go. Okay, so listeners, I hope you feel more motivated after hearing from Motivational Mary. One more time, tell the listeners all of your contact information.
You can visit me on my website on www.motivationalmary.com. My business number is 804-043-220.
All right. And Periscope, do you know the next time you're going to jump on Periscope?
I'm not sure just yet. I would say probably next week sometime.
So we will have to keep our eye open for you there on Periscope. And so certainly we've had an opportunity, and it's been a great opportunity to showcase you here today. And thank you so much for just representing, number one, single moms, representing African-American sisters, and just representing all of the go-getters that are out here, certainly representing Richmond. We just want to thank you for that. And my last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And so we want to know what specifically motivates Motivational Mary.
That I have life. And what I mean by that, each of us, we have life. So that means I'm going to live, I'm going to inspire, I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to empower.
All right. Phenomenal, phenomenal. Well, again, thank you so much for stopping by the virtual studio, and we will be catching up with you later.
Thank you.
All right. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will be with our second segment. My guest is going to give you some good old juicy nuggets about her book, the newest book that's out. We're going to be talking to C. Renee McLean. She loves to encourage, enlighten, and empower women, really in any aspect of their lives and really through all the various stages of life. She's an author. She's a certified life coach and a career strategist, a mentor, a minister, for over 15 years, and a motivator, and she's happily married, and her new book release is The Seductress Diva, A Life of Betrayal. I know I know that title pulled you in and made your ears perk up. You got to stick around to find out more. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business? Releasing a... Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1. Go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2. Once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3. Get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123jobzone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Really excited to have all of you tuning in, checking us out here. Yes, we're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but we are heard all across the world wide web. I hope you're following me. Follow me at twitter.com/Charvette. Let's connect certainly on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Just hit the follow button right there. Check me out on Instagram, Charvette M. And certainly all else fails, and your main resource is Charvette.com. All right, so we're moving on in to our second segment here. Our guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, C. Renee McLean. We are excited to have her joining us here. We're bringing her up to the mic right now, and we're glad to feature her on the show. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, and thank you for having me, Charvette. I'm so excited to be here.
Woohoo! We're so glad to have you. Yes. Wow. So let's see, where do we start? Certainly, you have a plethora of experience, and really, just talk a little bit about how you got into the notion of really enlightening and empowering women throughout all aspects of their lives.
Well, to be quite honest, I tell you, it's a calling. And the Lord called me years ago as a minister, and as I continue to grow in my ministerial training, the Lord called me out to minister specifically to women and basically to encourage, enlighten, and empower them, basically to reach their fullest potential. A lot of times we as women we look at ourselves and we look at what's wrong with us and things like that. But what he wants me to do and what he's called me to do is to encourage these women to be their best selves, to know that they're unique individuals, and then enlighten them about the things that are unique about them, and then empower them to go forward in all that that he has called them to do. And I absolutely, absolutely love it.
All right. I can hear the energy and the authenticity coming through your voice. Absolutely. And so as a certified life coach, what is it that you really see when you're working with clients and customers? Are there any key themes that keep reoccurring that you keep kind of seeing people either struggling with or need help with?
You know, Charvette, a lot of what I see are self-esteem issues in women. Whatever the case may be, whether it's weight, whether it's, you know, hair, whether it's the skin, we break out, you know, whatever the case may be, they may not have the type of wardrobe that they like to have. And, you know, things like that tend to make women feel insecure about themselves. And so basically what I do is help them to realize just how unique they are in the skin that they're in the weight that they're in. And then also, you know, when we're not satisfied, you know, in terms of certain areas, there are things that we can change. There are things that we can do, you know, and then there are things that we can modify, okay?
Yeah.
We may not be able to change everything, but there are some things that we can do to help. And so I try to pull that out of the women to help them to realize what it is, what God is always going to do his part, okay?
Yeah.
But then we also have our part to do. So I try to help them in encouraging them, enlightening them, empowering them to do what their part is. Sometimes we're praying, you know, Lord, I need a breakthrough. I need a financial breakthrough. But you're going to work and you're buying lunch every day. Take your lunch.
Pack your lunch.
You know, take your lunch.
Yeah.
You'll save $50 a week just by doing that. So, you know, it's just sometimes it's the simplest things, basic things.
Wow. And so if there is a listener, let's just say, just, you know, quietly, passively listening in saying, I think I deal with some self-esteem issues. Do you typically recommend, and let's just say their self-esteem about their looks, whatever that is, whatever that encapsulates, what are a couple things that you usually try to start them off to help maybe move that esteem level up? So there are things that they can do themselves. Anything, any other specifics you would offer?
First of all, we have to go to the Word of God. And God says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we have to know, I am a Christian, I'm a minister, and a lot of the women that I deal with, because it's women's ministry, are Christian as well. So I help them to go back to the Word of God. What does God say about you? He says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so start there, okay? It's because if God says it, it doesn't matter what that man that's cheating on you says about you, because he wants you to feel bad because of this other woman that he's dealing with. God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. So start there knowing that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When you look into the mirror, you know, we have to affirm ourselves at times and look into the mirror and speak to ourselves. You know, the Bible also tells us that we are to encourage ourselves. And so I just help them to pull out what's already in there, but they just don't realize that it's there.
Oh, wonderful. And sometimes those voices or those influences are in our internal. You know, it may not necessarily be external, it may be just internal. But do you think society, reality TV, media has played a negative impact on self-esteem in general for women?
I really do, Charvette, because, you know, the supermodels that they show, I mean, that's not reality. You know, normally a woman is anywhere between a size, you know, 10 to a 16. You know, these little women are size 0 to 2. I mean, come on, that you're starving yourself. I mean, is that really healthy? Now, for some women it may be healthy, but for the majority of us, you know, we're a little thicker, you know. And it's okay, you know. It's okay to be thick as long as you're healthy. you know.
Right.
And so, you know, just society has, you know, also with, you know, perfect skin. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you look at these models and when you look at the actors and the actresses, you know, that's not totally how they look. If you see them without their makeup, it's not always as clear as you would think it is. They have problems with acne also. And so
and
we have to realize.
Oprah could testify to that, honey.
Exactly.
She will tell you all day long. She had the perfect lighting, the hit those, and that makeup.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of that plays a part. And yeah, I do think society does, you know, make us reach for something that's unrealistic.
Interesting. I totally agree. So let's chat about your new book. Now, I've got to say, the title is intriguing and it may cause people to think you're going another direction. But tell us how you came up with the title.
Okay, well, to be quite honest, the Lord gave me the title. The Seductress Diva. And, you know, a lot of times when people, you know, I'm sure they look at that and they're like, the Seductress Diva. Most
yeah.
people, first of all, they think seductress, so they think sexual.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he added the life of betrayal to help people to understand. Come on back in now.
Right, right.
It's not sexual. It's a spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Seductress Diva does have a spirit of betrayal. And, you know, she manipulates her way. It's like, you know, do you know her? I mean, she's the Seductress Diva. She lies to get her way, to make herself look good, to make others look bad. Do you know her? She blames anyone and everyone else and never takes the responsibility for her own actions. She is the Seductress Diva, and yes, she will betray you. You know, she has self-esteem issues. Unfortunately, she's also selfish. She's a liar. She's a deceiver. She's a coward, you know, and unfortunately, she needs help. In order for this woman to get help, though, she has to first realize that she needs help. And, you know,
yeah.
sometimes there are those that feel like I said, she said, you know, it's always everybody else's fault and not hers. So the first thing in order to get help is to realize that you need help. You have to learn how to take responsibility for your own actions. And I'm sure we all know people that say, well, if it wasn't for this person, you know, I wouldn't be like this. Or if it wasn't
mm-hmm.
for that, you know, then I wouldn't be, you know, this way. Or I wouldn't have this if it wasn't for that. But, you know, at some point, we have to come to the point and say, okay, it happened. Yes, they did it. What am I going to do about it so that I can move on?
Move on. Wow. Okay, and so this is a fiction. So tell
yes.
us how the story starts out, because it pulls you right in at the beginning.
It does.
So tell the listeners how it starts out.
Okay, it starts out with Delilah. Delilah. And Delilah, she's on the east side of Chicago, and she's in the middle of her siblings, and she begins to manipulate even as young as a child. She's in the middle, so she has older siblings, she has younger siblings. She manipulates her way to get in good with her older siblings. She manipulates her way to get in with her younger siblings. She manipulates her way to get in good with her parents. She's just telling on everybody. You know, it's
oh,
always
wow.
everybody else's fault. Everybody else is doing something, and she has not done anything. You know, she tells her older siblings that it's the younger ones that snitched on them when they do something wrong, when in actuality it was her, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, you know, she gets in good with both groups, not realizing that she is just tearing up the family, you know.
Tearing it up.
Just tearing it up. And
oh,
she goes
goodness.
On and she takes this into her her family when she gets married. She gets married, and, you know, she takes it into her, and, you know, first of all, you know, when she first gets married, it's just totally wedded bliss. I mean, they're just totally in love, and all of a sudden, you know, she's having kids, and he's not there to help, and, you know, and he's out making money, but she's just, you know, not satisfied. So she talks about him, and, you know, it's just, it just goes on. I don't want to get too much into the book, because I want people to get the book, you know, but she, it's a spirit, and what she does, she just will always just talk about things that she shouldn't talk about, sharing things that she shouldn't share. You know, there's some things that are family, and they don't need to go outside the house, you know, and she talks about those things. She'll talk to her sisters and her girlfriends. You know, when you're married, you don't need to talk about what's going on in your marriage to your family and your friends, especially your friends, especially if they're single. Hello.
Oh, my.
Hello. I hope I'm ministering
to somebody
out there.
Single and ready to mingle, they can't give you no advice, no marital advice anyway.
I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, when I, and I'm just kind of, we're talking about the seductress diva, yes, but I'm also a minister. And so as ministering to women, there's something that we have to realize that if we do feel the need to talk to someone about something going on in our marriage, ladies, do not talk to a single person. They can't help you. And then you have to be careful as to who you're speaking to in terms of who's married. You know, before I even got married, Charvette, I spoke to women that had been married through the test of time. Everyone I spoke to had been married for 20 years or more, okay? And they had good marriages, you know? They hadn't been married five times and six times, you know?
Oh, my.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you have those too. But I wanted somebody who could speak into my life and speak into my marriage that had been married and went through some challenges, because in marriage you're going to go through challenges, you know. This just comes with the territory, and the enemy hates family, you know, and so he's going to try to get in there, whether it's through finances or whether it's through illnesses or whatever the case may be. So just wanted to kind of take a segue there just to minister to the women that are single, just to know that the women that are married, to, if you feel the need to talk to someone about your marriage, you have to be very selective. Use discernment. If you don't have it, ask the Lord for it. If you have it, ask Him to increase it. And speak to someone who can really speak into your life. If you're single, it's okay. You will get married. If God will give you the desires of your heart. I'm a witness. It took me a while before I got married. I have a testimony about that. And so, you know, we have to just continue to wait on God, though. And when it's His timing, that's when it will happen. But we can't keep worrying when is it going to happen, when is it going to happen, when is it going to happen. Just be about your Father's business, and it will happen when He says it's going to happen.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And you know what? There are a lot of females who are getting married later, you know, later in life, just some, you know, just whatever. It's just a lot of women that are older than what, you know, per se several years, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, was like, okay, go to college, right out of college, or that college age bracket, and get married. And then there are a lot of women who are not doing that, just, you know, late 30s, even into 40s, just getting into first marriages. So I think that's encouraging to hear you say, you know, just wait and be about your Father's business. Oh, boy. Okay. Listen, if you just tuned in, hey there. We see the phone lines are lit up. Hello. Welcome. Thank you for listening in. Those that are coming in, hanging out in the chat room. Those from Twitter, thank you so much. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatted up here. Yes, we are, with C. Renee McLean. So tell them how they can purchase a copy of the book while we're listening and talking about it.
Okay, there's several ways, but the easiest way, the most direct way, is to go right to my website. It's www.crenemclain, and that is CRENEEMCLAIN, www.crenemclain.com.
All right. Fast and simple, and they can connect with you there, find out a little bit more about the book and all that good stuff. All right.
Absolutely.
So Wonderful. What would you say would be, you know, maybe three valuable lessons that readers will learn from your book?
I think that when they read the book, they will realize that, one, it's not really going to get you far because eventually your actions are going to catch up with you. Number two, it's important to be supportive to those who support you and not blame them for your losses and not blame them for those things that happen that may be adverse. Mm-hmm. And then three, basically, if you are the seductress diva or if you know someone who is the seductress diva, to overcome and to recover, to be healed, is through the exclusive love of God, because that is the agape love, unconditional, forgiving, healing, peaceful, and freeing.
Yes, his love never fails, never gives up, never walks out, never
Absolutely.
Turns his back on us. And so, you know, interestingly enough, you know, you wrote this as a fiction, it's a book, but I feel like it has some self-help intertwined in there. Would you agree?
Well, you know, it was a process as I was writing the book because, mm-hmm. like I said, I have worked with women in ministry, and so you see a lot, Charvette.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have I been betrayed? Of course I have. I'm a woman in ministry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what woman hasn't been betrayed, whether it was by, a girlfriend or whatever the case may be? So, yes, as women, we go through things, but it's also a collaboration of things that women that I've ministered to have gone through as well.
Okay. So just for those that may be listening saying, well, you know, I had a life coaching session with her. I wanted, is this book about me? So you have cleared that. You have cleared that this book
is
not about one specific person.
The book is not about anyone that I have coached. Let me put that out there.
That's
the disclaimer. The book, hello, is not about anyone that I have coached. It is fictional. It is a collaboration of fictional stories.
I love that. Listen, I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that. And you've also interwoven referenced scripture. You kind of planted those in some points there, to kind of just interweave that in, so that way if someone did purchase a book just because of the title, they've got some scripture in there as well, right?
Exactly, because the scripture is what's going to heal. The scripture is what's going to, cleanse. And so that's important to have the scripture in there because it's Christian fiction. It's not just fiction. It's a
mm-hmm.
work of Christian fiction.
All right, there you go. And so if someone said, can you come do a workshop or do some type of symposium in my city around this, are you available to come do speaking engagements around this?
Absolutely available, willing, ready, okay? And they
yes.
can contact my publicist, which is LaTanya Boyd. She is with Faith a Believer and Fab Marketing, and she can be reached at faithinorder@yahoo.com.
Yes, and we love Faith a Believer. We love LaTanya Boyd. And if you're
yes.
hanging out on Twitter, I just retweeted several times, so that's an easy connection point. She is certainly a friend to the show and one of our sponsors, so thank you.
Yes,
phenomenal.
Yes.
And so for women that are listening and they're saying, okay, I'm not the seductress diva, but, you know, one of my good girlfriends is, because she's, you know, I see some manipulative tendencies in her. When would someone know, okay, I need to be a friend and kind of just stick it out, you know, with this person, show them the love of Christ, just stick it out, versus this is a toxic friendship. This seductress is toxic, and
uh-huh.
I don't need to have association with them. How does one know where to draw the line?
You know, Charvette, that's an interesting question, and not really knowing the full scope of the situation, it's really hard to say. I have had seductress divas in my life, and I can just speak for myself, where you try to minister to them, but at some point, if they are totally not trying to hear you, not trying to take responsibility, I would say at that point, not trying to take responsibility for their actions, they're just not trying to hear you, they're still trying to blame other people. At some point, you may just have to cut them off and love them from a distance. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Love.
I mean,
because
you don't
want to
stop loving them, you know, and
right.
you want to be there for them. But sometimes, you know, as my mom used to say, and your mom may have said, you handle them with a long handle spoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So sometimes you have to do that, unfortunately, you know. But you don't stop loving them, and if they need you, you know, you can still be there for them. But sometimes we're enablers, and so we don't want to be an enabler.
Yeah, that's good
for the behavior.
And you know what?
You know.
Yeah, and you know what, here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we always want to make sure the playing ground is level. So this book is about a woman, but
mm-hmm.
can a man have this kind of manipulative spirit?
Absolutely.
I knew the answer to that question. I just wanted to make sure I asked so the listeners would hear it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, because I could see someone reading and say, well, when you going? You talking about us? When you going? Are you going to write the next one about men?
I don't know that I will do that the reason I say that is because my ministry and how the Lord has called me is basically, it's primarily for women.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, you know, dealt with men and ministered to men as well, but primarily it's women, and so it's women issues more so than men issues. So I don't really see that in the near future, but we never want to say never, right?
There you go. Okay. And certainly with 20-plus years of human resources, you know, work and career, do these types of things, we're talking ministry and kind of interpersonal, you know, friendships, but these things travel over into the workplace, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. You will see
mm-hmm.
people that, you know, backstabbers in the office, people taking credit for your work. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm speaking
mm-hmm.
to somebody.
Yes, ma'am. Pass the offering plate if she is talking to you. Well, you know what? Let me be more clear. Go buy her book. That's the offering. Go buy the book. That'll be your offering.
The Seductress Diva. Yes. A Life
yeah.
of Betrayal.
Yes. And you're so, you know, that does happen in the workplace. So it can be really in any area of your life.
Absolutely.
So it's good to. So one more time, tell listeners how they can get a copy.
Okay. They can simply go to www.crenemclaine, and that's CRENEEMCLAIN.com. CRENEMCLAIN.com.
Wonderful. And listen, we have a shout-out, a live shout-out from the chat room, Ms. Phenom, Carla Jenkins. She just puts money in the plate. So I know what that means. She's going to get your book. So
okay.
Thank you, Carla Jenkins. Y'all can check her out,
awesome.
CarlaJenkins.com.
Thank you, Carla Jenkins.
Yeah. She has a show, too. She has a show, Project Management. Oh, my goodness. If you want to be a project manager or thinking about it in the workplace, know anybody, check out her show.
Wow.
All right, my last question for you. Yeah, my last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. We want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me, Charvette, is to fulfill the calling on my life, the mission that the Lord has given me to do, and that is to encourage, enlighten, and empower others, specifically women, to reach their fullest potential, to help them to become delivered and set free from whatever is holding them back from being their best self.
Oh, wow. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Well, we certainly wish you much more continued success, and thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, that's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And actually, I said Carla Jenkins, CarlaRJenkins.com. CarlaRJenkins.com is the correct website. So you want to make sure you go ahead and check that out right there. All right, listen, it is a wrap. We thank you so much. All those that are on the phone lines that listen in by the phone today, thank you for joining us. Check back with us. We're here the same time, same place, every single week, bringing you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and we thank you. Make sure you connect with me on charvette.com. And until next time, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.